Mayor J.R. Garza pushes historic transformation in Alamo. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. J.R. Garza, mayor of the city of Alamo, says the city is undergoing one of its most active periods of development in decades, driven by infrastructure improvements, public safety investments, and long-term economic planning. Garza, who took office in November 2023 after serving as a city commissioner and member of the city's Economic Development Corporation, described a city moving away from stagnation and toward sustained growth. Garza said he entered office after years of public service, including 2 years as a city commissioner and approximately 5 years on the Economic Development Corporation, where he served in leadership positions, including board president. Before entering public office, he spent 26 years in healthcare business development, much of it focused on hospice care, helping families navigate critical medical decisions. At the time of the interview, he said he worked in governmental relations for the law firm Perdue, Brandon, Fielder, Collins, and Mott. Among the city's infrastructure priorities are drainage improvements on Alamo Road, a corridor that Garza said experienced flooding problems for more than 40 years. The city partnered with the Texas Department of Transportation and Engineering teams to upgrade drainage systems, replace aging infrastructure, and address recurring flood concerns. Garza described the project as a major milestone for residents and businesses that had long dealt with flooding during severe weather. Garza said economic growth remains central to his vision for the Alamo. He cited the city's recent purchase of 17 acres near the expressway and new ordinances aimed at protecting commercial corridors and attracting businesses that generate sales tax revenue. "We no longer accept the junkyards, the recycling plants, those types of industrial businesses, right off the frontage road, right off the commercial corridors. Those areas are protected now," Garza said, describing a development strategy focused on retail, restaurants, and commercial investment. According to Garza, city officials are pursuing businesses that contribute to long-term economic activity and strengthen the local tax base. He said attracting retailers and restaurants could reduce residents' need to travel to neighboring communities for shopping and entertainment while increasing revenue that can be reinvested in city services. Garza said city leaders are continuing discussions related to the 17-acre tract near Tower Road, which he believes could attract major retailers and restaurants. He said one challenge is demonstrating to national companies that Alamo offers both available land and strong growth potential in a region where much surrounding development has already occurred. The mayor described Alamo's location in the Mid-Valley as one of the city's greatest advantages. He noted that residents have quick access to McAllen, Edinburgh, and South Padre Island while still maintaining a quieter environment for families. He also highlighted the city's schools within the PSJA district and the presence of local restaurants and businesses that contribute to Alamo's community identity. Garza also highlighted quality of life projects, including a $4.5 million all-inclusive park with pickleball and tennis courts, walking trails, Wi-Fi access, dog-friendly amenities, and accessibility features. He said the park is intended to serve residents from across the region, given its location near the expressway and the absence of similar facilities elsewhere in the Rio Grande Valley. He also discussed Laguna Park, a 22-acre former caliche pit that had become overgrown and used as a dumping site. According to Garza, the city cleaned the area, improved drainage, and began converting it into a park with walking trails, natural features, and flood retention capabilities. Public safety remains a major focus, according to Garza. He said the city is modernizing police facilities, expanding patrol capabilities, and installing surveillance technology throughout Alamo. He credited Police Chief Saul Solis for working closely with grant departments to secure resources that strengthen public safety operations. Garza said community participation has shaped many of the city's decisions. He described transparency and accessibility as guiding principles of his administration. "I wanted a transparent government. I wanted to open the doors. This public building here, City Hall, belongs to the people," Garza said while discussing public meetings, surveys, and resident engagement efforts. He said city officials regularly seek feedback from residents through community meetings, schools, and direct engagement to better understand local priorities. According to Garza, maintaining communication with residents is essential as Alamo continues to grow. Garza also emphasized that the city's progress has not been the work of a single office. He described the effort as a collaboration among city commissioners, department leaders, and municipal employees who keep city operations moving daily. In his remarks, he thanked city commissioners A.J. Garcia, Oki Salinas, Pete Morales, and Robel John Moreno Jr., as well as city staff, for their role in advancing projects and maintaining public services. Garza said the work happening in Alamo reflects a team effort across city government, with staff members operating services and responding to residents every day. He said progress depends on the coordination of employees across departments who help keep the city functioning around the clock. Garza said growth brings challenges, particularly securing funding for major projects and preparing infrastructure to meet future demand. Still, he said, city officials are continuing efforts to attract new investment and expand opportunities for residents and businesses. For Garza, who was born in Alamo and now serves as its mayor, the city's future remains tied to long-term planning, public investment, and civic engagement. He said that every decision made by city leadership is intended to strengthen the community and improve residents' quality of life.